Out of it. You can rebuke unclean spirits, but unless that person wants to get rid of that stupid thing, you don't get no victory. He don't come out unless you want him to come out. Unless you want to be delivered. Some people like that old unclean spirit. He makes you with an appetite like a hog. It's the reason people live like hogs. Smoke, drink, curse, wallow around in filth, and hate cleanness. My God, have mercy. Who wants to live like a pig? That's what an old unclean spirit's for, to make a human being live like that. Fell in Mark 5. The Bible said he had his dwelling among the tombs, and he lived out with the pigs. Where did this prodigal son wind up, may I say, or ask? He wound up in the hog pen. Where do you think the devil's going to put you when you don't lack cleanness and holiness? He's going to put you in a hog pen. That's where you belong. My Lord, have mercy. Don't put a good, clean man around a bunch of, a good old, clean human being, a holiness person around a bunch of pigs. And you don't want to put an old, unclean fella around a bunch of clean people. Put him with the hogs. That's where he belongs. The Bible said he spake with authority. Well, do people love you when you speak with authority? Of course they don't. Amos 5 and 10 says they hate him that rebuketh in the gate. They abhor him when you speak uprightly. No way. They don't want that. They don't want to be reproved and rebuked and exposed to their uncleanness. Them unclean spirits and people that make them want unclean things, they stay with their head down unless they're very violent or filled with a number of them. The fellow, the maniac of Gadara in Mark 5, had a legion in him. He was possessed with these unclean spirits. And there was enough in that one man when Jesus spoke with authority and delivered that man. And those spirits went out of him. They went into a herd of swine, 2,000 of them. And they caused those swine to run violently down the side of a cliff into the Sea of Galilee, and they perished in the waters of the sea. If they'll make hogs perish, they'll make an individual perish, leading you from uncleanness to uncleanness. There's one thing God wants to deliver a person from, according to the Scripture. It's uncleanness. And it's them aggravating evil spirits that make you that. Now listen to what the great apostle Paul said about this when you really get delivered about your uncleanness. All right? Verse 17 of Romans 6. But God be thanked, you were the servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness. Your members, that means your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ears, your taste buds and tongue. You've yielded them to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. Even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? For the end of those things, the end of things that are uncleanly committed by an unclean person who are not partaking of the holiness of God, the end of those things is eternal death, and that's hell in the lake of fire. But he says, now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness. And the end is everlasting life when you are a holiness person. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Men must speak with authority to deliver other men from their uncleanness, from unclean spirits that prey upon the minds and the affections and the souls of folks that are perverted into committing things that are unclean. Anything that is not holy is unclean. And if anybody, any time in history, needed a man of God to speak with authority, it's today. And that man of authority, according to the Bible, must show my people the difference between the holy and profane and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. If he don't do that, he's a dumb dog.
Amen.
He's not fitting to stand in the pulpit nor have the title of reverend or minister of God. Speaking with authority. Speaking with authority, that authority has to come from God in this instance. To have authority, the kind that Jesus had, means that you have a conclusive statement or you have a set of statements that are conclusive. It has to be conclusive. In other words, there's no arguing against it. It must be from a source that has justifying precedence. When we preach from the Word of God and we've tasted the good Word of God, the powers of the world to come, when we have a book here that's been tested and tried and proven true to everything it says for about 375 years, when we have an experience, when we have the experience of our own and the experience of others that are old enough to span the generation behind us, we have precedents and we have testimonies that give conclusive proof to the truthfulness and veracity of the Word of God that makes a man speak with authority. A man of God must have that authority. He must have the experience. He must have the conclusive evidence from testimonies and precedents that he knows about, that he has living witnesses to. And then, like Jesus in his day, he can speak with authority and not as the preachers that the whole society is corrupted and polluted by. He must be a man of God that speaks the Word of God without intimidation or fear. No compromise. Jesus was not a compromiser in no situation. He did not go around soliciting the goodwill, and the popularity poll that he possessed was almost zero after 1 year, because he never sought popularity nor favor with men. He said, I seek the favor that only God gives. So you seek the favor of men. Those preachers cared nothing about the favor that God gave them. And God, Jesus himself went about discerning, judging, correcting, reproving, rebuking. And that's all a part of speaking with authority. How in the world can you speak with authority when you're not rebuking somebody? How can you speak with authority when you're not judging somebody? You either got to judge them right or wrong, or you can't reprove anybody. Try that with your child and see if anybody likes it, though. You can test it with your child. Rebuke them, reprove them, correct them. Watch them. I can watch any of you that I correct, and I can see that. You don't like it. Well, no. All right, to tell you you're nice and sweet and I love you, that's fine. If I tell you, hey, you're a pain in the neck. Hey, something wrong with you. No, something right with me. Because about half of it, if I tell you it's a pain in the neck, I'd be telling you the truth, wouldn't I? Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Well, fine. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, if I speak the truth, then bear witness of it. Praise the Lord. All right. Very good. Titus 2:15, the great apostle through the Holy Ghost said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. With all authority. These things speak and exhort and rebuke. Rebuke is reproof. Among the wives are the reproofs of life. See? If you take rebuke, you're abiding among the wise, for the reproofs of a wise man are the way of life.